The title of this article is Assessing Donald Trump's Health Policy Nominees Through the Lens of Health Freedom. The subtitle is Irrespective of Which Side of the Political Divide You're On, Donald Trump's Nominees for Key Health Policy Positions May Well Have a Big Impact on the Future of Health Freedom in America. But do they have what it takes to challenge the medico-industrial complex that's the main force working against health freedom? The Alliance for Natural Health USA and USA remains steadfast in its advocacy for personal medical choice and natural health options. After nominating RFK Jr. as his pick to head up the Department of Health and Human Services HHS, President-elect Donald Trump has recently made additional nominations for critical health positions. These include NIH Director, FDA Commissioner, Surgeon General, CDC Director, and Administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Here we take a look at how these candidates align with ANH Health Freedom mission, including ensuring access to natural health options, respecting the patient-physician relationship, and protecting vaccine choice. Below, we assess some of Trump's picks for key health positions based on their public stances and policy decisions. Before you read on, we need to stress that ANH USA is a nonpartisan organization. We do not endorse one candidate or political party over the other. We are dedicated entirely to advancing access to natural health options and fighting for greater health freedom. No matter what party or candidate is in power, we look for opportunities to move the needle forward on these critical issues. We understand that we live in a highly polarized environment, but it would be remiss of us if we didn't exhaust every avenue available to us to advance the cause of health freedom. With that, let's get into some of the recent nominees. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, nominee for National Institutes of Health. NI Director Jay Bhattacharya, MD, PhD, a Stanford professor of medicine and economics, gained prominence during the COVID-19 pandemic as a co-author of the Great Barrington Declaration, opposing lockdowns which he proposed would cause significant harm to physical and mental health while offering limited benefits. Initially criticized, Bhattacharya's views are now being reassessed by some, including by former NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins. Collins recently acknowledged the unintended consequences of lockdown policies, echoing Bhattacharya's concerns about their devastating impact on education, the economy, and overall well-being. Bhattacharya's advocacy also brought him into the spotlight regarding social media censorship. Internal documents revealed that his account was heavily suppressed on Twitter, now X, before Elon Musk's takeover of the platform, highlighting the challenges faced by dissenting voices during the pandemic. He is likely to bring an innovative approach to public health and has shown his mettle in standing against public health narratives that actually don't serve the public interest. Dr. Martin Makary, nominee for FDA Commissioner. Dr. Martin Makary, a renowned surgeon and public health expert from Johns Hopkins, is known for his work on reducing medical errors and improving patient safety. He has been critical of aspects of the federal COVID-19 response, particularly the dismissal of natural immunity and concerns about overly rigid public health policies. Makary's emphasis on personal choice and skepticism of one-size-fits-all approaches aligns with ANH commitment to transparency and patient autonomy. His critique of institutional shortcomings, such as medical errors being a leading cause of death, signals a readiness to challenge established practices. While not deeply rooted in the natural health movement, Dr. Makary has shown a willingness to question orthodoxy and advocate for reform, which could align with broader efforts to modernize the FDA. Dr. Janet Neshawat, nominee for Surgeon General. Janet Neshawat, MD, is a double-certified family and emergency medicine physician. While at times a visible advocate for public health measures during the pandemic, she has also criticized mandates, emphasizing that public health policies should respect individual choice. Dr. Neshawat has shown a willingness to explore unconventional approaches, as evidenced by her endorsement of hydroxychloroquine in specific cases during COVID-19. Her blend of mainstream medical perspectives with occasional out-of-the-box thinking suggests she may bring a balanced approach to the Surgeon General role, though she may not fully align with some of ANH Natural Health Health Priorities, Dr. Dave Weldon nominee for CDC Director Dave Weldon, MD, a former congressman and practicing physician, is a reform-driven leader with a strong focus on tackling preventable chronic diseases like hypertension, diabetes, and high cholesterol. He has advocated for transparency and accountability at the CDC, emphasizing the need for evidence-based, independent public health policies. Weldon's priorities as CDC director are expected to include modernizing the agency's approach to chronic disease prevention and strengthening its focus on long-term wellness through lifestyle and preventive care. His alignment with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s vision for CDC reform underscores his commitment to restoring public trust and advancing effective, independent health strategies. Dr. Mehmet Oz nominee to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Mehmet Oz, MD, a cardiothoracic surgeon and television personality, brings a focus on preventive care and innovative approaches to his nomination as CMS head. Through Health Corps, a nonprofit promoting healthy lifestyles, he has championed initiatives that align with ANH's emphasis on natural health and preventive measures. Dr. Oz's support for alternative therapies such as acupuncture, supplements, and mindfulness reflects his alignment with holistic health approaches. He was also critical of many of the government's top-down public health responses during the pandemic. However, his endorsement of certain high-profile treatments, such as Ozempic for weight loss, has sparked debate, particularly as ANH has raised concerns over the long-term impact of such drugs. This is especially relevant as the Biden administration has proposed to expand coverage for anti-obesity drugs. At CMS, Dr. Oz faces the challenge of steering the agency toward a more prevention-focused approach, addressing fraud, and fostering sustainable healthcare practices. His independent thinking and willingness to explore new ideas may offer the innovative leadership CMS needs. What's next? Well, the nomination of RFK Jr. to head the Department of Health and Human Services has made quite a splash. Trump's nominees for other health positions have generally been viewed as less controversial. As shown above, many of these nominees share some overlap with RFK Jr.'s priorities and vision to improve the health of Americans. But what really stands out is each one of them has demonstrated, at the very least, a capacity to stand up against medical dogma while thinking for themselves using available evidence, rather than just blindly accepting the conventional narrative espoused by the medico-industrial complex. Time will tell whether these nominees are 1. Confirmed and 2. Adhere to an agenda that will truly make America healthy again. We will be watching closely, monitoring their progress and keeping you abreast of developments in our weekly newsletter. If there are people in your network who you think would benefit from keeping their finger on the pulse of health freedom, please share this link so they can sign up for our free weekly alerts via our Action Center.